الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. We give thanks to Allah سبحانه وتعالى for finding us worthy and inviting us to fast during this past holy month of Ramadan. It is indeed a privilege for those who are able to fast. They received Allah's special invitation to abstain for 30 days from food and drink and other forbidden things, and to be able to focus on their spiritual nourishment. We give thanks to Allah. And the purpose of Salatul Eid tomorrow is to express our appreciation, our gratitude, our thanks to our Lord, to enable us to fast, and as a result of this fast, inshallah, you receive the most cardinal, the biggest and the most important gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is Itqur Riqabi min Nari Jahannam. We will celebrate this freedom on the Day of Judgment, inshallah, tomorrow at Salatul Eid. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المنتجبين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. Since tonight is the final night of our majlis and our session that lasted for 30 nights, I'd like to take this time and speak tonight and share with my friends, with my brothers, with my sisters, with my elders, with my children here, share with them an important subject that we need to understand and we need to appreciate and we need to embrace. And that is Adabul Masjid. For every masjid, every house of worship, there are certain set of rules and regulations and manners and adab and etiquettes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا بني آدم خذوا زينتكم عند كل مسجد وكلوا واشربوا ولا تسرفوا إنه لا يحب المسرفين. The first thing that we learn when we go to a masjid, what do you expect? Ask yourself, my sister, my brother, when you start driving your car and head to the masjid, leaving your house, your business, whether it is Thursday night, whether it is Friday prayers, other nights during the month of Ramadan, other occasions, what do we expect? Definitely we expect something. When you spend time on the freeway, you spend gas, you spend money, energy, to come to the masjid, in return, صلى على محمد وآل محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
You expect something in return when you come to the house of God. This house belongs to God. بيت الطاعة, the house of obedience, the house of worshipping. You expect a state of peace, tranquility when you come here, because outside it's very busy. Outside sometimes it's very disturbing life around us, with things that you see, even when you watch the news nowadays, it's very, very disturbing. Very disturbing, very disappointing, very disheartening. So when we come to the mosque in return, we need some peace here. We need real peace. And real peace is found only with God. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. People tried many ways, different approaches, medicines, things, but it did not work. If you seek real peace, real tranquility, inner peace, بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. So we come here to find some peace from this disturbing world that we have around us. So in the masjid, in return, we have to give to the masjid. How we are supposed to behave? Number one, in the masjid, we have to take care of the nadafa, the cleanliness of the masjid. The masjid itself and those, the inhabitants, the people who come to the masjid, the worshippers, people who establish the prayers. خُذُوا زِينَتَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدٍ. When you go to the masjid, go with a beauty. Be clean, physically clean, morally clean. Your dress, what you wear. خُذُوا زِينَتَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدٍ. But this attraction and this beauty should be also conservative. Conservative. The things that you wear, it has to be conservative in the masjid. You have to smell good. The masjid has to smell good. Masjid is house of Allah. The same thing that we wish for our bedrooms and our homes, we have to wish for the masjid. So we have to take care of the nadafa of the masjid. If the masjid is not clean, you are not going to enjoy peace. Peace would not be there. You know who brings peace to the mosque? The angels. Now, in this masjid and in other masajid that has been based, that have been based on piety, the masjid al-ussisa ala taqwa min awwal yawm. Not only human beings come to the masjid, angels also come to the masjid here to greet you. They come here to greet you. So, but if the masjid smells bad, they would not go there. This is the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. If the masjid does not look good, they would not go there. If the masjid is not clean, they would not go there. If people in the masjid are fighting with each other, the atmosphere is not peaceful, they would not go there. So try, when you come to the masjid, come in your best condition. In terms of your clothing, your appearance, and your smell, and most importantly, your akhlaq, the manners. Masjid is not an arena for conflicts, for fighting. Few nights ago, I met someone, and I said to him, I don't see you at the mosque anymore. He says, I'm not going to go to any mosque. I don't like mosques. I said, why? This is the month of Ramadan. What happened? He says, because there are bad people in the mosque. I said, no. How do you say that? He said, yes. Someone who did this and this and this. I said, in the mosque, maybe 2,000 people go. If someone did something wrong to you, you back up the mosque. You say, I don't go to the whole mosque. This is not right. This is not right, my friends. So we should not make the masjid, the mosque, the Islamic center, a place for our quarreling, our disputes, our conflicts. We leave them outside, not in the masjid. The masjid is the center of forgiveness, the center of togetherness, understanding, care, respect. So when we come, we have to come not only with a clean dress, but also with beautiful akhlaq, with a smile. We come here to greet each other, to forgive each other, to shake hands with each other, to say taqabbal Allah ta'ala from each other. This is the message of masjid. Masjid is a clinic, spiritual clinic, for the nafs, for the soul. And we have, when we leave the masjid, we have to feel that we are more healthy. We are better off when we leave the masjid. This is how the spirit of the masjid should look. This is how you should genuinely feel when you come to the masjid. And suppose there are one or two people who don't observe these rules, these manners, these adab. It's not a big deal. We can talk to them nicely. Rather than not coming to the mosque, depriving yourself from the mosque, from this spiritual clinic, sitting at home or going elsewhere. What do you find elsewhere? Tell me, if you don't come to the mosque in Ramadan, where do you go? You go to a restaurant. You go to a family gathering. You go to a movie theater. Where do you go? Where else do you go? What is the alternative to the mosque? They are not good alternative. They would not get you close to Allah. Those who come to the masjid, they're going to score points here. It is good for them. They're going to benefit. You're going to see when you bring your children, maybe in one or two nights you don't see immediate benefit. In the long term, long run, definitely you're going to see the benefit of bringing your family, your children. When your children are raised in the masjid, they are safe. You don't worry about them. They are safe. You don't worry about their future. This is how many of you were raised by your parents, because they took you to the majalis, to the Husseiniyya, to the Islamic Center, to the local mosque. You started loving the prayers, Ramadan, you feel the spirit of Ramadan. Do you know, the other day, I mentioned this some time ago. It was about maybe 24th or 25th of Ramadan, towards the end of Ramadan, someone called and he asked, when does Ramadan begin? Ramadan was ending, 25th of Ramadan, and he's asking, when does Ramadan begin? Yeah. So, you would not have, if you come to the masjid, you know when does Ramadan begin, and when Eid is, and when Friday is. You need these things. You can't afford missing the masjid, Layal al-Qadr. We learn in the masjid. We morally grow, spiritually grow inside the masjid. So this is the second thing. That when we come here, inshallah, we come not only with cleanliness, and I always say, we should not allow our homes to be more attractive and cleaner than the masjid. That's not acceptable. Your homes are number one, I've seen them. Some of them are like in museums. You have to treat the masjid the same. The same. This is your house. This house belongs to God. God will be upset. God says, you allow your house to be better than my house? Looks nicer and better than my own house? إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ يَعْمُر, it means you furnish them sometimes physically with physical items, with cleanliness, with organization, with physical beauty, and sometimes with moral beauty. Someone comes to the masjid and brings sometimes flowers, which is good, and sometimes more important than the flowers, he brings a smile. He brings peace. She brings peace. They bring discipline, organization. This is what we need. We have to treat the masjid as a sacred place. Number three, I am your servant here. Don't call me imam, I am your servant. So if I say something, I have no personal issue with anyone. I say this, liwajhillah. We sometimes observe and see that some men and women, they come to the masjid with inappropriate dress. And that is unacceptable to Allah, not to me. I'm the servant of Allah. This is not my private property. The masjid has a certain code of dress. So even if some people do not believe in hijab, outside the masjid. When they come to the masjid, they have to respect this place. Do you know, my friends, that even the Christians, and I have seen this with many churches, they have certain dress code. Even a synagogue, even a Buddhist temple, they don't allow people to go with t-shirts, with pants, short pants. They have certain dress code. So in the masjid, we have certain dress code. Women have to observe full hijab, even if they don't believe in hijab outside. This is their life. We don't want to interfere in it. they stand before God tomorrow. But in the masjid at least, when you come to the house of Allah with members of your community, and when we know hijab is wajib, then inside the masjid at least, we have to observe the hijab. Some of them, they come from work, running late for Salatul Jumu'ah, maybe the dress is tight, this is unacceptable. You have to wear something, cover yourself. You don't have time to go home to change, no problem, we understand. At least to bring something to cover yourself. The same thing about men. Some men, they come with t-shirts. This is not good. Do you go to a wedding? Let me ask you. Have you ever seen someone goes to a wedding with t-shirt? Huh? You don't go with t-shirt. You have to go wearing formal. Tie and shoes and from up to bottom. So in the masjid also, we have to respect the dress code for men and women. Sometimes during sujood, men who are standing in front of women, parts of their bodies are exposed, if you understand what I mean. This is unacceptable. You have to be careful. There are women standing behind you, men standing behind you, and you are standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So please, please, we have to do mura'at. We have to consider these points. These are manners, adab. Adab of the masjid, we have to observe them, always. And then, the other thing, my friends, and maybe Mushtaba and Haj Samir and Haj Mushtaba, they agree with me in this. When someone is reciting Qur'an, what should we do? The answer is in the Qur'an itself. وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنُ فَأَنصِتُوا لَهُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنصِتُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. استمعوا and answer, both. Pay attention and listen. But sometimes people are reciting Quran here and others are speaking loud. Sometimes you have to speak emergency, no problem. Emergency, you whisper, emergency. But this is not a cafe here. Someone is reading Quran at the time of Quran, at the time of dua, at the time of the lecture, at the time of the prayer, salat. We have to respect the masjid. Go to the church. Go to any church. Go on Sunday to any church, anywhere in America. And you find yourself. And go and come back and tell me. If I am wrong, correct me. Do you hear noises in the church? Do you hear noise pollution from men, women? Never ever. The church is packed, but they respect their rituals and their prayers. We have to respect the masjid, my friends. We have to teach our children. Now, when it comes to children, I am a proponent, not opponent, a proponent of bringing your children to the masjid. Because I know myself, when we are raised in the masjid, then you're going to be on the straight path, Sirat al-Mustaqim, when you spend your childhood in the masjid. But however, when we bring our children, also there are adabs and manners. We don't allow them roaming here. This is not a playground. The masjid is not a playground. Especially our masjid. We don't have a playground outside. I wish we had. We would release them. Let them enjoy their time. But only we have this room. So we have to teach our children that you are going to a place where Allah is present there. So you have to behave yourself. You have to be careful. We have to cut the noise pollution short, whether it is from men, women, and elders. Some mothers, they get upset when you go and tell her, please, keep an eye on your son, your daughter. They get upset. Why do you get upset? Why is that? I don't think you would allow this at your own home. So things that you don't like to happen at your own home, you should not like them to happen at the home of God, at the house of God, at the masjid. Every single thing, I always say to people, every single thing that I love to happen in my house, I should love it to happen in the masjid. Every single thing that I hate to see in my house, I also have to hate to see it happening in the masjid, period. No more, no less. We don't like noise pollution in our homes, then we should not like it here. We don't like to see the trash everywhere, the dust everywhere. We have to also not like it here. One of the things that I really urge you to do, my friends, do you see this hall outside? What do you find in this hall, in this entrance? What do you find on the sides? What do we have on the sides? Shura. Do you know some people, they don't see the Shura? They've been coming for 15 years and they don't notice it? Always their shoes are on the floor. This is unacceptable, my friends. This is unacceptable. I am your servant here. I am reminding myself. Don't leave it on the floor. Even if you see your son, your husband leaving his shoes on the floor, pick it, tell him, this is the last time I am doing it for you. Next time, you will do it. This is unacceptable. Organization is beautiful. Nazm-e amrikum. Muslims have to learn organization, nazm in their life. Muslims are chaotic, I am telling you. Muslims are chaotic. If you want to see what, go to Islamic centers and more importantly, go to Hajj. Go to Hajj and you will find out. So we have to learn this. At least we live in America, in a modern society. Our children go to the best universities here. So our Islamic center has to be the best in manners, the best in akhlaq, the best in production, the best in brotherhood, sisterhood, and also the best in cleanliness. And then also inside the masjid, the chairs has to be put in a nice way, in a nice way, in a nice way. One day the Prophet was burying someone in Bapir. He was burying with his own hands. So when he puts that Sahabi in the grave, then he takes the bricks one by one and he puts them above each other very neatly, nicely. Someone said to him, Ya Rasulullah, this guy is dead. You can put the bricks, you know, in an Arabic way, you know. The Prophet said, no, even if this is a grave and we're going to pour the dirt upon these bricks, Allah loves for the brick to be put in an order, in a nice order. In a nice order. So in the masjid has to be a museum of art. A museum of art. So when someone comes, he says, Muslims are civilized because I see the way they sit. I see the way they stand. The same thing when we use bathrooms here. The bathrooms have to be clean. It's a pity that I go to churches and I use the bathroom sometimes, and sometimes you wish to take a nap in the bathroom on the floor. Believe me. So clean. Why the Muslims are not learning? Why we are not learning? What's wrong with us? What's wrong with us? Why don't we learn these things from others? So, the bathrooms have to be clean. Teach yourself, your children, when they do wudu, to take care to dry the sink around them and to conserve on water when they do wudu. These things, we do them at home. So why we don't do them at the masjid? The other thing, my friends, is that outside in the parking lot, if you happen to be here after the masjid majlis is over and you go to the parking lot, you will see things that you get disturbed, you don't like. And imagine our masjid is in a business center here. Early at 6 a.m. in the morning, some of these businesses, they begin their work. And most of them are non-Muslims. And they know there is a masjid here. And when he comes to open his office and there is a plate of qorma sabzi there, you know, at his entrance, or spoons, or forks, or a cup, what would he say about Islam? Would he say the month of Ramadan is a good month? It's a good month? They would be disturbed. They would be shocked. They would not like what they see. And if they don't like what they see, would they love Muslims and respect them? You give me the answer. It is our responsibility. We have to be responsible Muslims, not just Muslims. Muslims alone don't make it to paradise. Only responsible, conscientious Muslims go to paradise. So when you see something, pick it up. Maybe someone did a mistake. You correct the mistake. You go and pick it up. Don't leave. Leave the surroundings clean, beautiful. This is the message of Islam. Attract people to Islam through cleanliness, through neatness, beauty, organization. This is how we bring people to Islam. People are not going to search into the Quran and read the Quran and compare it to the Bible. None of them is going to do this. People look at how we behave, how we live. People look at our homes. So this is the message of Islam. And then inside the masjid, we have to sacrifice for each other. Sometimes if an elderly is coming and there is some younger one sitting on the chairs and there is no more room, the young ones have to offer the place to others. We have to help each other when we sit. Now Ramadan is over, 30 nights. May Allah bless those who gave the food and served the food and those who ate the food. May Allah bless them all. But we have to give. We have to sacrifice. My friends, wallahi al-azim, making it to paradise does not depend on how many rak'ah you do a day or a night. It's not about that. It depends on how you behave, how you sacrifice. It depends on your thoughtfulness, on your thoughtfulness about others, on your sacrifice. When I see some people here, they delay their iftar 1 hour, 2 hours after sunset so they can serve others. This is a person of paradise. This is an act of righteousness. We learn these things in the masjid. We have to learn them. The other day, I don't mention the name of that country, a Muslim country. They were serving iftar. Usually they don't serve iftar every night. On one of the nights, they served iftar. You know, there was a stampede and 21 people were killed. They were serving iftar after salah. People were running to get the food. Stampede! What happened? This is fasting? This is a message of fasting? You've been waiting 18 hours, you are not eating. Now you can't wait another 5 minutes or 10 minutes? Where is the aql? Where is the brain? We have to learn these things. We have to. This is the essence of Islam. Then, last but not least, in the salat, in the masjid, my friends, we have a whole chapter in this book called As-Saf. Inna Allah yuhibbu alladhina yuqatiluna fi sabilihi saffan ka'annahum bunyanun marsus. Straight line, like a wall. The line should not be crooked, zigzagging. You have to look at the line. The lines of the brothers, behind them sisters. Sisters should not get very, very, very close to men in case an accident will happen. Leave a buffer zone between men and women. And the lines have to be completed. The first line, if there is only one gap, one vacancy, people should not go to the second line. They should fill first, the first line, then the second, then the third. So if there is room in the first one, you should not have a second line. If there is room in the second one, you should not go to the third one. The same thing with the sisters. Sometimes it happens that I turn before I begin the prayers, and I look at the sufuf and the lines. They are not organized. And we've been in this masjid for 19 years, my friend. 19 years, not yesterday. We started the masjid in 1996. Next year, 2016, it's going to be our 20th anniversary. 20th anniversary. We have to learn these things. On the night of Eid, we have to learn this. And last, very last reminder for myself, masjid belongs to you, does not belong to any government. Nor an institution who can give us a grant or a scholarship or help. If you support the masjid would run and will provide. If we don't support the masjid, then other things will happen. So give to the masjid, and when you give, give with love, not with reluctance. When you give, let's give with love. إنما يعمر مساجد الله. Those who give to the house of God, who are they? من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر. His or her faith with Allah is the best, and also they look forward for the آخرة. Because we know we are guests here. If I give $100, $200, $300, I know I'm not going to take this money with me. Some people think about their children. Believe me, most of you, your children are going to have more income than you. Believe me, most of them are going to make more money than their parents. So don't worry about your children. If they are smart and they go to school, they're going to get a job, and their income is going to be much bigger than the income of their parents. So don't worry about their future. Give to your masjid. We've been saying we need another unit, either this unit here or that unit, because we have to expand. We have to have more classrooms. We have to have more room, dining room, prayers room, lecture room. So we need your help. We need you to give. We cannot only ask two or three people to give. They give, no problem. But it's our responsibility too. Even children have to give. A good masjid is where 100% of the community contributes. 100%. That is a successful masjid. Where everyone belongs, everyone feels the sense of belonging. That this masjid is mine. Everyone should say, this masjid is mine. It belongs to you. It belongs to Allah. And Allah is the real owner, and we are the shareholder of the masjid. Inshallah, tomorrow we will see you in Salatul Eid. Try to be here by 7:30, so we might begin before 8, inshallah, if the masjid is full. We're going to even begin the Salat before 8, and we're going to have a second Salat. But the first Salat has the prayers and two khutbah. The second salat does not have khutbah anymore. The second or the third salat do not have khutbah. The khutbah is only in the first salat. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept your a'mal, your fasting, your dedication, your taqwa, your charity, your giving, your togetherness during this month. And believe me, tomorrow you're going to get the gift from Allah. Each and every one, there is an angel who's going to call upon you. And I will read that hadith tomorrow morning. He will say, today is the day of Ja'izah, prize, gift for you. So we look forward for tomorrow, inshallah, the day of forgiveness, the day of rahmah, the blessing, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat, wal muslimina wal muslimat, al ahya'i minhum wal amwat, tabi'innahumma baynana wa baynahum bil khayrat. إنك مجيب الدعوات تقبل منا صيامنا وصلاتنا ودعاءنا وقرآننا وعبادتنا وطاعتنا يا أرحم الراحمين واجعلنا من عتقائك من النار وأدخلنا الجنة وارحم موتانا وشهداءنا وشافي مرضانا واقض ديوننا واقض حوائجنا وعجل في فرج سيدنا ومولانا وقائدنا صاحب العصر والزمان اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين